This season, there has been one pediatric and five adult flu deaths in Hidalgo County. It's difficult to count the rest of the state because the Department of State Health Services does not require adult flu deaths to be reported. Hidalgo County Public Information Officer Karina Cardoza says it monitored local clinics on its own.
What Hidalgo County has been doing is active and sentinel surveillance. So what that means is that epidemiologists are calling the hospitals and the major health providers and kind of trying to keep track of it, but they're only estimates. The only thing that's required to report from the state of Texas are pediatric mortalities.
Cardoza says the deaths were not due to flu alone, but other underlying conditions like diabetes, hypertension, and respiratory illnesses. According to the state, the number of positive flu test results was highest, so far, the week of Christmas at 1,600 statewide. It dropped last week to 1,000. In Bexar County, the University Hospital System has reported 218 cases of the flu in its hospital since the second week of December. In the U.S., annually, about 380,000 people are hospitalized by flu, and 23,000 are killed by the flu or complications related to it. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.